people of earth, people of who are here, who are beyond, who are above, who are under, everybody. This is your boy Eli. Y'all can call me E, y'all can call me Eli. Name's Elijah, last name's Fields. I am here to just give y'all pretty much a little sprinkle of hope, as much as I can do. During these next podcasts, you will hear, you will be triggered both spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, both good and bad. But you're going to learn how to conquer it, get through it, and keep going forward. Because today is the day that you wake up and you kick today's ass. And that's what I'm going through. We're going to be doing day-to-days, just learning how to just conquer today, how to kick today's ass. When I wake up in the morning, I say my prayers, and I simply say, hey, I'm going to kick today's ass. And that's what I go by. You conquer one day at a time, it becomes a habit. Next thing you know, you're conquering weeks, that becomes a habit. You start conquering months, that's become a habit. You start conquering years, that becomes a habit, and so forth. And then you start seeing where you're at. Basically, I'm just going to simply sprinkle hope on things that we may have lack, things that we may not have, resources, availability, time, things of nature, because of COVID, one thing, work, you may have kids, you may be handicapped, it may be a hindrance, who knows? But I'm here to get you to the things that we may have not learned. We all went to school, most of us did, you know, ones who are fortunate enough. We all been to elementary, high school, some even went to college, some graduated college, some are in college right now. But there's a lot of things that I feel like we weren't taught in a way to really understand. For instance, how many times were you taught the Pythagorean theorem in high school or elementary school or middle school? I know I taught that thing, A squared plus B squared equals C squared. I don't know that thing. I got that thing down to a T. But guess what? They didn't know that I was diagnosed with bad anxiety, that I've been diagnosed with schizophrenia. Nobody would know that. But guess what? You get through it. You learn. You adapt. These are things I'm going to open up to people about. Things that I'm going to share to you about. Your mental, your physical, your emotional, and your spiritual. And what I mean by spiritual, I'm not going to get deep and religious. I'm not going to beat it in you. I'm not going to force you to convert. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh yeah, you got no. Spiritual as in like, spiritual more as in like, just the what you feel. You see what I'm saying? Just what is your belief? If you believe in a towel, let's say a towel, you wake up, go for that towel. Wake up every day, conquer that towel. Tell that towel, hey, I'm going to do this today. It may sound funny and you may think it's a joke, but you'd be surprised what people believe in and what gets them through. And that's the thing. To you, it may be crazy, but to them, it's a normal. And we got to stop that. You can't call somebody crazy. It's dismissive. It's not right. It's wrong. Just because you don't understand it or you lack the knowledge of it doesn't make them crazy. So I'm here to open up and just let y'all know a little about me and then open up the floor to y'all. And y'all can come back and respond back to me. Because this podcast isn't just going to be a temporary thing. This ain't a thing that I'm just here for shits and giggles. I'm here to really help, to spread love, to spread knowledge, to help y'all. Because believe it or not, something that you went through, somebody probably went through it. There is over 7 billion people in this world. You're telling me the only one that went through something and got through it or still going through it and don't see an end, don't see no light? I'm not saying I'm that light, but I'm here to help you. Yes, I'm 25. To most of y'all, I'm still young. But my life was pretty crazy growing up. Great childhood, just it's the after the childhood when you leave mom and dad, when you finally get out that bird nest and you start flapping your wings. I flew a little too far. I flew to unfamiliar territories and got myself in situations that I never thought I'd be in. A lot of people don't know this about me. A lot of people don't know anything. I've been homeless before. I've been broke. I have had nothing to my name. But here I am, 25, and I'm still alive, healthy, positive, happy, physically gaining weight, which I need. A lot of y'all may not see me or know, but I'm a pretty skinny, tall kind of guy, so that's good. But you know, it's just things like that that got me through life, that got me through all this pain and agony. And it's just through trials and tribulations and error and my own lack. What I mean by lack is my lack of wisdom, my lack of knowledge, education, resources, not having the ability to just be able to do something. And I hated it, and it ate me up so long. So now I'm like, you know what? If people are out there lacking things, I'm going to be that bridge, or to try to bridge that gap, to let people know, hey, there's resources here. This is available. Or people can rely on me as that resource. Like, hey, you heard East Podcast? Boom. Hey, listen to this. So I'm here today to just let y'all know what's going to look forward to, what's to happen, and what's to come. Right now, this podcast is new. I'm just starting off. It's going to get better. It's going to get more in depth. I'm actually have my computer on the way. I ordered it. Shout out to Amazon. You the GOAT. But I got my computer on the way. So I'm going to start recording and give you a visual of me, because I want people to see me, see the reactions. Plus, I'm going to have guests on here and speaking on other topics and situations as such. And trust me, I'm covering a lot. It ain't going to be no, oh, he's just another guy talking. He's another life coach, or he's just trying to be it. No, this is not for no money. This is not for no fame, no clout. I'm not trying to get fame. I'm literally trying to help the people who are coming behind me. And that's all. If I went through this situation and I got out this way, that way the next person is going through something like, hey, you know what? I heard this guy, he went through the exact same thing. This is how he got out of it, or this is how he went through it. This is how he coped. This is how he handled it. And here he is today to talk and live about it. So no matter what, just don't give up. It's gonna get better. It's gonna get better. Once you hit rock bottom, you can't go any lower. And I've been rock bottom, trust me. Multiple times, both mentally, physically, emotionally, financially. Trust me, nothing to my name. Nothing. But I'm still here talking. Give me y'all hope. Trying to spread a little light. Let y'all know. So don't feel bad if you're out, where you don't see out right now. Don't feel bad if you feel like your peers are better than you. It's your own race. It's your own life. It's your pace. Think about it. We all ran in high school. I know me and my girl in high school, I had to run a mile every, Monday or Friday. I had to run 1 mile. It was like, I think it was 6 laps around the football field we did, or something like that. I forgot. But we had to run 1 mile. And that was a competition to me. I got to come first. I'm going to get it. And I would damn near kill myself. I got first pretty much almost every time because I'm a good runner. But I would push myself so far where I'm like, why am I doing this? Why am I here doing this? Yes, it's beneficial in running. Yes, it's motivation, it's driving. I need that. But at the same time, I'm like, why am I doing this? Am I doing this for me, or am I doing this to impress others? Just to say that I'm first. Not because running is good, it's beneficial. It opens up endorphins. It makes you happy. Proven. Or am I doing it because, like, yeah, this is cute growing my gym class, so I want to impress. So I mean, paying attention to me. Or I'm trying to beat the next guy because he thinks he's faster than me. It's good motivation. It's good drive. So you use it in the future. But at this very moment, do I really need to do that? And that's what I'm going to break down to you. Run your pace. Pace yourself. Because a lot of times I get to that fourth or fifth lap, and guess what? Boom. I start gassing out. I hit that block. I start slowing down. And then meanwhile, here's the people behind me catching up, passing me. And I'm like, wow, why are they passing me? Why are they happy? Why are they rich? Why do they look this? Why are they doing that? And I started seeing that. And I'm like, Eli, get back to yourself. Get back to Elijah. Talk to yourself. So I did that. Took a break. I have no social media at the moment. It's been this for a couple months now. I'm going to get it back, because I'm trying to get my name, my podcast out there, to let y'all know that there's pretty much more ways to get to this. But yeah, we all got to run our own pace. So I'm here to just talk about pace yourself. Run your race. Run your marathon. Don't compare. Don't contrast. If you feel like you may be behind, trust me, I'll be behind. Just because that person may look like they're in first, they may not be in first place. And I was that guy at one point. I looked like I was in first a lot, and really I was finishing like fourth or fifth, you know, or damn near last, because I gassed out because I was trying to do something out of my lane, because I was trying to keep it with the pace that I know I can't do, because I'm not there yet. Think about it. The more you run, you build better endurance. better stamina, you have more wisdom, you're wiser, you're better, you're smarter, you went through challenges, so you understand how to get to a place where you need to go without damn near killing yourself to get there. Think about it. Let's say, hey, I want $1 million, but guess what? You have no arms, no legs. How are you supposed to enjoy that? That $1 million you're going to spend to get fake legs and fake arms? Just throwing a little scenario out there. I'm just thinking about it. How can you really enjoy that money if you damn near die for it? Some people run this race and do die, not make it, because they're chasing this image or this object or this thing out there, this something that we might not ever obtain or not get close to, and they kill themselves over it. You don't need to do that. So during these podcasts, it's going to get real personal. It's going to get real deep, very open. I'm a book. I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat things. I'm not going to sit here and try to ask for a sob story. No, I'm letting y'all know, like, hey, you can get through it because I did it. Yes, you're going to need a good support system. Yes, you're going to need a team. And we're going to be talking about that. Talking about the culture around you, the relationships around you, the things you do around you, how you move, how you act, how you are, what makes you tick. You know that old, you know that weird saying people say, like, oh, nobody knows better than yourself. Only you get yourself off. Cool. So think about it. If people use that towards a sexual thing, only you get yourself off, nobody knows better than you. Use that in a positive driving direction. Only you know yourself. I know what makes me happy. I know what makes Elijah right now happy. I know what I like. I know me. So I'm going to do it. Whether that's me going to play basketball, me going to the gym, me running, me reading, me doing a podcast, prospecting, journaling, studying, reading, painting, things like that. I know that makes me happy. Not a lot of people know that stuff about me, but that's the side of me that I like to do. And I've been experiencing more during COVID because we had none but time. COVID's been a blessing in a lot of ways. A lot of people, I feel like we're missing it. We're missing it. But I'm here to help, here to give y'all hope, give y'all resources, give y'all information, and let y'all know, like, hey, I know it may sound wrong, but it is what it is. But guess what? It's gonna get better. You don't ever go down more than what you think you are. As much as people say, oh, I'm here, like, da da da. It might get worse, but it won't. The minute you think it's gonna get worse, the minute you start thinking that, that's when your brain or you just triggering. You're like, yo, the fact that I can think it can get worse, let me not get there. That should be your motivation. The fact that you know, like, yo, I'm in a situation right now, but it could be way worse. That's a blessing, but also motivation. The fact that you're not in that situation, but the fact that you're registering to prevent that situation. But it's up to you to stay and get there. So in these podcasts, I'm going to be throwing you challenges. I'm going to be throwing you suggestions. You ain't got to do them. You don't. It helped me. It got me through my times of trouble, my times of loneliness, my times of depression, my times of physically being sick, my times of lack of focus, my times of lack of wisdom. It got me through it. And I'm happy. And I'm here to talk about it to this day. I'm originally born in New York, lived there for a couple years, moved to Florida, grew up in Florida, Florida's home. I'm 25. My favorite color is blue. I played basketball. I went to college for a couple years, didn't graduate. It was a private little small college in Ohio, but I'm in school right now working on my degree. Shouts out, you know, St. Leo, the plug. My major, psychology. Still on the fence about it because I low-key, fun fact, want to become a paramedic. I love helping people, love making people smile. So I find me being a paramedic, that's like hands-on, instant action. I can go and just, you know, boom, first in the scene, you know, help them out. I have an older brother. Shouts out Mike, that's my bro. I have a younger sister. Shouts out Maddie, I love her. Y'all stay away from her, all the guys out there, and females. Not judging, but yeah, off limits. And then my mom and my pop. I love them to death. They're the best. Without them, not gonna lie, I probably wouldn't be speaking right now. And that's all I'm gonna say on that. I love them to death. Without them, and I'm not gonna be that guy, oh, I grew up single house. No, I tell people childhood wasn't too crazy, wasn't too rough. I had his moments, you know. I grew up in areas, but I was raised smart enough to know, like, hey, don't go there, don't do that, don't touch that. I was kind of guy, like, once my mom said, hey, don't touch that outlet or don't touch the stove, okay, comment. If my mom said not to touch it, it's going to be burnt, and she has the burnt marks to prove it. I can see her hand right now, her hands burnt. Not bad, just a couple spots on it that I seen where she, you know, got burnt at. But I love that about my mom. I tell her that all the time. It's a weird way. I'm like, I love your scars, your burnt marks. Like, it's like, why? I'm like, I don't know. Your hands is just, I don't know. But anyways, yeah. So it's learned like that. But yeah, that's a little about me. What else? Anything when I'm open book. I told you about my hobbies, like how to read and paint and work out, trying to gain some weight. I want to put on some weight. I'm not like anorexic or like I'm afraid I'm dying. Nothing like that. I'm healthy. I just want to get a little more girth on me, you know, a little more healthier. It's for basketball. I have a goal that I will open up later on about in the future. But I got to put some weight on me to pursue this basketball thing where I'm at right now. So that's a goal of mine. I'll explain more of that later. But that's what this podcast is going to be about. Talking about the challenges that we faced in life that we weren't really taught about. Think about it. In high school, you weren't taught about having anxiety, having this disorder, how to deal with, how to cope, who to talk to, when to talk to, how can you prevent that. Think about it. We have AA meetings, you know what I'm saying? They have all these rehab, all these, but guess what? The minute you scream, hey, I have these ideas, oh, they're crazy, oh, they're this, they're that, oh, they need to be put in, they need medication, oh, they need to be put in. See what I'm saying? And it's wrong. It's wrong. And it's sickening. And you actually make the person more sick. Instead of actually taking time to heal that person out, you're going to just simply just diagnose it based because, like, hey, I have these ideas of, you know, I'm sad and this and that. They might not really be in a way, in a negative matter or harmful way. They might just simply need you to talk to them, open up to them, lead them, show them how to be better. This is a documentary I watch. This is with Michael Jordan, The Last Dance. Michael Jordan said the best way. He was like, Scotty was strong. He was a warrior. But he was at his strongest when he had somebody next to his side. And when he said that, I love that. Because there's people out there who are super strong or can do it. But they just need that person. They need to know, hey, I have your back. And I feel like a lot of people don't have that support system. They're strong, they're all for it, but they don't have that person or people to say, hey, I got your back. If you're going to fight, I'm going to fight with you, and vice versa. And that's what I'm here for. I'm here to fight for you, fight with you. I can take a lot of pain, been through a lot. Explains half my tattoos on me. Yes, I have tattoos. Another fun fact, I got like 15 tattoos. They all came, most of them came during times of pain, where I cope with things. They're not bad, they're all good, but just memories of scars and past and things that I dealt with and why I dealt with them. And I look at them every day because it's like motivation. Like, hey, you know why you got this? You know what you're going through? That's why. You know, that's why. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, real, real personal, real deep. This is not gonna be a sad podcast. It's gonna be all positive, good, trust me, happy, good vibes. Anytime you feel down, just say you can't go for that. Trust me, you'll hear. But that's a little about me, what the podcast is gonna be. Just opening up, talking more on the mental side of things and your health. And I'm not here to say, oh, I'm gonna change your life. Not at all. I don't got that ability. I can take you to a lake, can't make you drink the water. And that's just what it is. So I'm on my podcast, how I'm gonna end all my future podcasts. We are all stars. We are stars. We all have a light. We're all made of stardust. Our atoms, electrons, protons, neutrons. They all come from this atom. This atom came from stars. So you're a star. And what do stars do? They shine real bright. Real bright. You can see a star millions of light years away. Different galaxies, different places of the anywhere. And you got that in you. So like I said, I'm going to send it like right now. We're all stars. We're all stars. We all have superstar potential. We're all stars. We shine bright. Don't let nobody kill your shine. Much love and peace.